Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to jump right into trending without the intro because we're running low on time. But I want to point out that there's been some major advancements in the world of ketchup and mayo.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about this. Would love to get your thoughts. Heinz Ketchup is debuting three new. They're not really ketchups. They're
condiments.
They're condiments. They're going to be in the ketchup category, but they're not all ketchup-based. They're introducing Mayo Q.
Open Gangnam Style.
It's a combination of mayonnaise and barbecue sauce.
Okay. Oh,
it's a barbecue-flavored mayonnaise.
I don't think I want that.
No.
There is a new combination of ketchup and ranch. It's called Cranch.
Cranch?
Yeah.
That sounds like a... like a Christmas movie villain.
And, it's the Cranch.
Yes. And now they're merging two things, like, I don't know, dogs and postal workers, mayonnaise and mustard together in a product called Mayo Must.
That's a
which
terrible
is mayonnaise
name.
And mustard.
That's a terrible name. They just need to come up. They don't need to just jam those two things together. It's not a sniglet. Just come up with the new word for it. Mayo Must.
Well, they're trying to appeal to people who are, I don't know what it is, man. What the hell is this product? Oh, it's Mayo Must. It's got mayo and it's got must.
Just, it's a peanut butter cup.
Man, nothing grosses me out more than when you see someone mix their sauces together. Or like maybe they got the ketchup ranch mix.
Oh, I don't mind it.
I'm just not a person who can handle the
mixture.
What
about sriracha ranch?
Yeah. In your face. And, you know, it's like, so we've had a lot of meals together.
I like my food's touching.
And sometimes we'll go to a Chili's and we'll get a little guac, a little ranch, a little salsa together. And there's going to be some around the world happening. Maybe some queso.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I do enjoy the mixing of the sauces. In fact, to me, the greatest dip of all time is Bob Armstrong.
What?
It's chili con queso.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know this? You
no.
know what this is?
He won the Tour de France.
It's queso
no, he didn't.
That comes with ground beef in it,
okay.
Also with sour cream in it, also with guac in it.
Okay.
And essentially, they bring it to the table, and there's this little tiny scoop of guac and sour cream in it.
Uh-huh.
And you can just stir it all up
yeah,
if you like.
Issa's queso.
So
and that's a thing, like you might find all of those existing together on a burrito or something. Or
so
on
taco. Yeah. You're calling it the Bob Armstrong?
So it's called Bob Armstrong. That's where it was originally created. A guy named Bob made it.
He was on the moon.
I've known it to be Issa's.
What do you mean a guy named Bob made
Bob
it?
Bob did it. Listen, a lot
Bob
of
Bob had all those things in front of him.
Bob.
I'm Googling this.
Bob, look up the Bob Armstrong dip.
You look it up.
And then prepare to feel like a dummy.
Okay, what about these people that are texting in saying it should have been called Mayotard?
You can't.
Why not? You're just taking the two words.
No, you can't.
Musnays?
No.
Musnays.
Maystard?
Musnays sounds like something that'll clear up your nasal passages.
Musnays sounds like either a Cowboys tight end coach or a guy who wants to stop the hype.
Did you find the Bob Armstrong dip?
Yeah, and it's the same thing as Issa's queso.
What is that?
It's this thing Issa made. The same thing he said.
Who's Issa?
She's some Mexican girl.
See, it's really a thing. Do you want to give the credit to the gringo or to the nice Latino?
When it comes to queso, it's definitely not the white man.
I don't know.
Excuse
queso,
me?
Hold on. I would beg to
Tex-Mex,
differ.
Tex-Mex, dude.
Although, Bob Armstrong,
go to
differ.
Mexico and ask for queso. They'll ship you out of the country.
They're going to say Chili's isn't here yet.
You guys have never accompanied me with a trip to the Baja Grill. And why is Bob Armstrong's shirt off?
Because he's flexing on everybody. Because he's the
professional wrestler.
He's the only one who had the balls to put all those things in the same bowl.
So
he's a wrestler.
And here's the thing on that, though. You honestly and truly might normally find all those things in a burrito already.
That's right.
Maybe.
I
and on a sandwich, you would find mayonnaise and mustard.
Not on my sandwiches. I do love, though, Ben, you're right, at Chili's especially. I don't want to get salsa in the mix, but I do love ranch and guacamole. I love that. But I think
if those things intermingle, it's fine.
I think part of it, too, though, the thing I've always struggled with mayonnaise is the texture. It's just
so delicious.
So chunky.
It's the same. Why are you eating chunky mayonnaise? I think you had a bad mayonnaise experience with mayonnaise that was expired. Because mayonnaise is not chunky.
Mayonnaise is not smooth.
Yes, it is. It's the smoothest.
No.
What mayonnaise are you eating?
It's not rough.
Hellman's.
I think you're eating
David Hellman's mayonnaise.
I think you're eating old Hellman's. Mayonnaise is incredibly smooth. It's in fact, it's smoother than mustard.
What?
You heard me.
Do you prefer creamy or crunchy?
What? You're making stuff up. It's not even as smooth as Miracle Whip, which is a version of mayonnaise.
It's exactly the same smoothness as Miracle Whip.
Of the three, mustard is the smoothest.
What?
Mustard is the smoothest.
Based on what?
And
the
then
texture.
Ketchup and
Ask
then mayonnaise.
Bob Armstrong. Which
Bob
is
Armstrong
the
is a culture vulture. You leave him out of this.
No, he's not.
Which one? Which Bob Armstrong? The fisherman or the wrestler?
The queso maker. Guys, last night I was awakened deep, deep in the bowels of the night.
Mayotard.
And
your bowels?
We have a dog that sleeps in our bed. Our giant dog sleeps with my daughter, and our small, fat dog sleeps with us. Now, they're both golden doodles. The smaller, fat one's a smaller version.
Irritable
of that,
bowel syndrome.
And it sleeps in our bed, and it takes up a ton of space, and it never leaves our bed. And in the middle of the night last night, I hear that dog going crazy. That dog is in our guest room and barking at the window.
Okay.
And the window is open. Not the window open. The shade is up so it can see outside of the blinds or whatever. But it's closed. The window's closed. But whatever the – so that, in other words, the dog saw something in my backyard that made it freak out. Now, it only freaks out over – other people and dogs and stuff like that. Maybe it'd freak out over another animal like a rabbit or something. But it's never done that in the history of us living in that house. And so I got up in the middle of the night. I was freaked out. My wife and I both ran in there, making sure the doors were locked, the security's on, we're good, don't know what that was. And then she was back asleep maybe in 30 seconds. And I didn't go to sleep for the next 4 hours.
And you've told stories before where she'll wake up and go, Ben, someone's in the house.
Oh, my God.
And then you'll go, oh, my God. And then you'll look and she'll be asleep immediately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She'll wake me up. Wake up. Wake up. Someone's in the house. I just saw someone at the foot of the bed. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to get a baseball bat. Like, let me get a gun out. Whatever. Let me get a golf club. And I'm like, wait, okay, hold on. Okay, I'm checking out the whole house. Are the kids okay? Kids are okay. I check every closet. I get back to the bedroom. She's snoring.
She's having some sleep apnea, some night terrors.
You woke me up and said a stranger was in our house at the foot of our damn bed. And you just went back to sleep because you're fine with getting murdered? You're just so sleepy.
Her dreams are vivid.
I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, so she went back to sleep last night. And so I'm like, all right, what do I do? Do I arm myself with my weapon? And do I take the search outside and peruse the perimeter of my house? Or am I asking for trouble? And is that even legal? Am I allowed to tour the perimeter of my premises with a weapon?
Oh, I don't know about the weapon.
I don't know the state laws, but I mean, dude, there's a very visible case with a guy that went out into the neighborhood and shot a guy, you know, killed a guy. Remember the Martin thing with George Zimmer? Wasn't that his name? George
Trayvon, yeah.
Yeah,
Zimmerman,
so,
I think.
Yeah, Zimmerman, sorry. So, I mean, that was in a neighborhood, dude. That was in a neighborhood.
That's a different state, though. It's got to be laws, specifically state laws.
I think Florida and Texas are pretty similar, but Florida's a little more extreme in that regard.
I don't really have a lot of criminal activity to deal with. I don't really find myself perusing the perimeter of the house at any time, but how do you play that situation? Do you just say, stupid dog? That dog did its job, though, to me.
That's great. I do respect the dog doing its job. But if the dog doesn't keep up with going nuts, then I let it ride. In other words, if the dog is still going nuts, something is up. But one of my dogs doesn't care. My dog will go nuts if a rabbit is on the outside of a fence. Like, she'll go bonkers.
He pulls another rabbit out of his
head. If it's not, that might be a good way to bring up Witten coming up next. But if the dog doesn't continually go crazy, I think I'll let it ride.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show 105.3 The Fan. We're celebrating the Dallas Stars clinching a Stanley Cup playoff berth. Big win last night over the Flyers. We're also getting ready for Rangers baseball. 6-4 over the Astros last night. Mike Minor back on the mound for the Rangers. We're at Texas Live at the Miller Tavern. But coming up next, let's get back into the Jason Witten interview with Ryan Russillo.
Team Witten all the way.
Yep. Some
Are you there?
Was that a drop or was that?
Yeah, that was a drop.
Team okay. Witten all the way.
Kavanaugh was jumping
really
in.
Sounded clear.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.